Yeah, it was a great game. We got off to a dream start, going 2-0 up early through Kerry Loughery and Keevan Ahern. But Cork came back at us then, and they drew back to 2-2. Then we went 3-2 up with Keevan again. Then they came back and equalised again. So we had a good chance then at that stage to go ahead with Aaron Doherty, who hit the crossbar. But with 10 minutes to go, we got the winning goal. So it was good. The girls were delighted to actually get into the... We've been in the semi-final for the last 2 years, but didn't actually progress to a final. So this is a new achievement for the girls.
Keevan Ahern getting a hat-trick. I suppose they say putting the ball in the back of the net's the hardest part of the sport. And time after time, Keevan is the woman who gets important goals for your side. She's vitally important to what you're doing.
Yeah, she is. She's a good... She's very clinical in front of goal. But the work has been done by a lot of the other teams from right up through the centre of the pitch. Like, we have Kerry Loughery has been amazing last year and this year since she came in. Jodie Loughery's sister joined her this year. But their standing obviously has been an international level and playing with Sligo Rovers and now with Linfield. But there's a lot of other girls that have to be credited to, the likes of Erica Gallagher, has been there for 3 years. Brona Gallagher has been there for 3 years. Erin Doherty has been there for 3 years. Ellie Long came in last year. So, like, there's a lot of other girls have to be credited. Yeah, Keevan is clinical in front of goals, but the others are doing all the hard work as well.
In terms of the rest of the squad and those girls you mentioned, there's always a good mix of, you know, people being from different places in college football. Where are the main places the girls are from in your squad? Plenty of Donegal girls in there, I'm sure.
We have all Donegal except for Ava, who is from Roscommon. Everybody else is from Donegal. So the standard of football in, for women's football in Donegal is high. Like, we're going to hopefully get promoted. We want to be challenged at a higher level. So you'll go be playing against teams then next year that have 5 or 6 League of Ireland players, whereas we don't have that standing yet in Donegal. That's why the two Loughery's had to go to Linfield to play at a higher level. So hopefully there'll be something in place as the girls develop.
So this final is early in December against SETU Waterford. How much do we know about this final so far? Is it fixed yet? There's a date, is there?
Yeah, it is fixed. It's the 2nd of December at 2:30 in Athlone Stadium. We're playing, as you said, Waterford SETU. They topped their group. In their group, they played Kerry, who we beat in the quarterfinal, was in it, and so was Kerry qualified on goal difference as one of the best third place for the quarterfinals. Cork obviously was in their group as well, and we beat them in the semi. So it's going to be a tough game. Like,
have you played Waterford before yourselves?
No, we have never played Waterford.
Right.
So it'll be a new challenge. Yeah.
Your side won their first O'Regan Cup back in March since, I think it was 2018. This season's cup competition, when will that get underway?
The cup competitions is always after Christmas. The league section's always before Christmas, cup section's after Christmas. So it'll be third week in January, I think it starts. We're back in, hoping to retain the O'Regan Cup. I think 2018, that squad in the college won the O'Regan Cup and were promoted at that stage. And then with the drop off of girls in the college, we were relegated to First Division in 2020. So we're there since 20 down the First Division. So it'll be good to get back up, hopefully. Hopefully we're putting pressure on ourselves to actually challenge to get to that for a Premier next year. And things are going to plan so far.
Yeah, and I suppose there'd be no better way to go into that cup competition than winning the league final, and in a couple of weeks, hopefully, you do that.
Yeah, hopefully. It'll be a good boost if you can win the league. And then you're set up for the just hoping that we get a couple of more home draws, rather, because we've played five games and four of them have been away from the ATU. So hopefully we'll get a couple of home draws to get a bit more support out for the cup section.
And just on a personal note, Breed, how long have you been in charge of this of ATU Donegal women's soccer team?
I was, when Johnny had it in 2018, I was assistant to him. So I came on board, myself and Benny Doherty, about 4 years ago. So the two of us are working well together. I've worked with Benny through when I was with Lagan, with the Donegal squads and with Lurkinney. So we have a understanding of how to work together. So we've been working together for 4 years with ATU as well.